Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast with host Bo Marchanti, featuring head coach Jim Perry and the next generation of Red Dragons.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. I am your show host, Bo Marchanti, and we're joined with Coach Jim Perry. Coach, congratulations on the big win against Hubbard. How's the day treating you, my friend?
Well, a little worried about getting soaking wet out of practice, but other than that, anytime you can practice in the shadow of a victory, all things are a little bit easier, more tolerable. So we're about ready to get after it here in a few minutes.
Excellent. And we're conducting this show via the phone this week. I came down with COVID, so we're not in our usual recording destination, just for those people listening out there. Now, Coach, this past game, we talked about it last week. The Dragons haven't beat the Eagles since 95. You guys were able to get that victory. What was the message to the team leading up to the game? And I personally, and this is from my observation, I thought that was one of the most well-rounded performances on both sides of the football by a Red Dragons team under your tutelage, as I say, that I've seen. That's how impressed I was. And I'm going to say it early in the program. We always say player of the game Red Dragon player of the game. I'm going to give it to every guy that suited up that night. I thought the team played outstanding. And you might think there's other games, but for me personally, I just loved that performance by that team last Friday.
Yeah, it definitely was a team win. To me, though, if we were really going to pull some teeth, I thought it was probably the best defensive performance that we've had. We did have the one error on the special teams where, we put them deep in our territory. But even at that, I think it took them about 9-10 plays to score from inside our 20-yard line. So the defense was outstanding all night. I think they held Hubbard to about 30 yards in the first half. And then, the red zone stopped the interception, a couple different interceptions in the game. And just, even when you go back and watch film, so this is something that might interest, again, more the football junkies, but we do an efficiency rating on something that's called 9-5-9, and that is 9 players to the football within 5 yards of the football 90% of the time. And we got that 90% efficiency to do that, which is really pretty rare. And then we have another measurable that we call take 5. And on take 5, it's you got to get a total of either 3 and outs, turnovers, or stops on fourth down. And I think we had 8 of those all combined. So we had a bunch of 3 and outs, again, the turnovers, and then stops on fourth down, 8 of them. So what the kids love about that is we get we hand them out a take 5 candy bar, which are my personal favorites, and the coaches are excited to get those too. So, to get those measurables, I think it was just a great defensive performance. And if you just watch how we gang tackled and hustled the football, that's something you really want to build on. And again, offensively, it was a nice performance, but we started the game out a little slow and we started the second half out a little slow. So those are things we'll have to clean up on that side of the ball.
Yeah, definitely. And that defense, I've taken just notes and numbers throughout the game. Antoine Gardner, we know him for his offensive prowess and the big plays offensively, but I thought one of the big hits he made in the third quarter, I just thought he brought a pulse to the defense. 72-77, Josh McCoy, Nathan Coots, Rojal. I mean, those guys, it just seemed like they were flying to the ball, and they played with an urgency, and I think that was evident in that 27-6 victory. Now, I know this is a PG-13 type show, Coach, but after you guys beat Hubbard, we all know since 95, the last time the Dragons tasted victory, was there any celebratory beverages amongst the coaches or something, a cocktail when you got home to say, hey, man, job well done?
You don't want to pat yourself on the back too much. I mean, as a staff, we're close. We usually, you know, frequent a watering hole or so forth after the game. And, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, it's an emotional experience coaching. And, you know, like I said, you've been down here on the weekends and spending time away from your family. And our staff's really tight. Coaches, you know, like I said, especially Coach Barrett, Coach Kemp, the guys on the defensive side of the ball, Coach Aldridge with our linebackers, Coach Catron with our defensive line. We've been waiting for, you know, to play that way. And like I said, to me, it's a building block. But, you know, the effort of those guys and staying, you know, that's one of the things that we talked about. Even last year going through your struggles is keep coaching these guys hard, keep working the fundamentals. You know, sometimes it's hard to do that when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But to get, you know, coming off of a shutout, you know, the week before and then putting out a defensive performance like that the next week, we feel like that's building in the right direction. It's quickly going to get tested. Lakeview's a different animal than they've been the last few years. So, yeah, you know, as coaches, we do hit that pause button, you know, take a little bit of time to celebrate. But like I said, it, for us, that's sort of the standard, not a deviation.
Excellent stuff. Once again, we're here with Coach Jim Perry of the Niles McKinley Red Football Dragons here on the Niles McKinley Red Football Dragons podcast. And this week, the Dragons are going to be away. They'll be facing a 3-1 Lakeview Bulldogs team, and the Dragons are also 3-1. So that's going to be a heck of a matchup of 2 3-1 teams. And again, conference football, big time football here, what we're talking about here on the pod. Now, Coach, we always like to talk about the play that you wanted back, the play that you love that you made. Those two categories, let's kind of go back to that Hubbard game once again. What's that one play that you loved, that one play where you questioned yourself and like, man, what the heck am I doing?
Yeah, so, you know, last week I didn't give you much, so I actually thought about this on my way down here today. I suppose going to ask me about some plays. So I thought the one that really, it was really probably the biggest game changer in the thing was coming out of a timeout. We had been practicing, you know, one of our screens for a couple of weeks and really hadn't found the right time to call it, and we repped it a ton this week, and then coming out of that, I'm like, hey, how about we throw that screen right now? You know, one of them plays that you want to make sure the kids are aware, you know, of their assignment on that. So good time to call that on the timeout. And then, again, you love to take credit for it, but the bottom line is Antoine just made a tremendous play there and went 70-plus yards, I think, for the touchdown. And then Coach PK caught him again on a similar play, but where we pushed the ball down the field to Antoine. And, you know, that was right before half and put us down there to get that field goal to push that lead to 27-0. So those ones are two good, you know, obviously really good ones. I had a big mental blunder when we got the delay game. This is a weird thing, but I was looking over, the coaches are telling, Coach, you got to call timeout. And I'm looking over at, we have that new digital down marker, and it wasn't, you know, so that's an LED display. And for some reason in my head, I'm like, no, that play clock's not right. That number's not moving. And you know, I wasn't looking at the play clock. I was looking at the down marker. And last second, I realized what was going on, and I tried to call timeout, and I was too late. So, you know, that one was a big-time one on me. And another time, I think we had the formation wrong, and we had to blow a timeout there. So, you know, one of the things is when you sit in the stands, you know, it's obviously I do it myself, and I'm not calling anyone out on this. But, you know, when you said, oh, you should have run this and done that, it's a whole different thing when you're on 40 seconds and you have to make decisions and get things done. That's why preparation going into the week is important. But sometimes that play clock can sneak up on you pretty quick. And like I said, I don't know. I was just had a just staring at that down marker thinking that it was the play clock and blew it. So there you go. Those were on me for sure.
Fair enough. And let's look forward to this game this Friday, Lakeview. You said it's a new, different animal. Kind of talk about what they are now compared to what they were and what the Dragon faithful should see Friday night when they watch you guys, you know, go head-to-head with the Lakeview Bulldogs.
Yeah, they, you know, they had a few rough years there, you know, in a row. They were going through, you know, which is sort of natural. Like, you go through a couple years where the talent level is not where you want it to be. And, you know, they really struggled. But, you know, even last year, obviously we lost them last year. It was a close game, but they got the better of us. And, you know, I thought that was a big win for their program there. But you look at them this year, and you don't see any signs of a team that had been ailing at all. I mean, they're playing fast. They're physical. They have a couple of nice, good offensive linemen, and they run the ball very effectively. You're starting to see glimpses of speed in some areas. And, you know, if you don't want to watch film, just take note of the last game where they only lost to South Range by 7 points. And wow. That's their only loss. So, you know, you can make the argument that they're right around where we are. And, you know, I guess we'll find out which teams may be a little bit better come Friday night. But they've been exceptional this year, and they're going to be a handful, that's for sure.
Excellent. And we're going to be moving on to our featured Red Dragon interview, I guess. Who are we going to talk to, Coach, and tell us a little bit about who you're going to introduce to us?
Yeah, so senior, I know we've mentioned him a ton of times on the podcast just because of all that he does for us, but Landon Turner is going to be, I'm going to be pulling him out of a film session here in a minute. You know, Landon is a kid. I think he won the Unsung Hero Award for us last year just because of all the roles he plays within the program. He's done everything from playing quarterback to long snapper to linebacker, receiver to guard. You know, I mean, he's done a lot for us, and he's a great kid to have in the program. You know, really well respected by the coaches and, you know, his teammates alike. So, and I have to say, I don't know if this is it for sure, but I'm putting my money on it. I think he's our high IQ guy, Bo. I mean, I know he's a National Honor Society. You know, right. If he's not at a 4.0, he's right there. So he checks a ton of boxes for us, and just super proud of who he is as a person and what he does for our program.
So he keeps that GPA of the Red Dragons at a higher level than maybe some others. Fair enough.
Yeah, well, you know, we do actually. We have a few kids on the team that are National Honor Society. I think Anthony Budak's one, Chris Roshar is another, and then Landon. And so I don't know. Maybe we got to put the three of them in a room and do an academic challenge or something to really find out who is good. But then, you know, to be honest with you, when you get smart kids like that, it does elevate what you are. It sets a standard for the younger kids, but. When you have kids that you can do that, you feel comfortable to say, you know, we talked about Chris last week. You're sort of the quarterback of the defense. You know, Landon's a kid that he went from receiver to the offensive line, and I don't think it took a minute to explain them what we're doing. They pick up things, so they provide great versatility and leadership for you, and I wish we had our whole team on National Honor Society. That would be my preference for sure.
Excellent stuff. Well, this is the moment in the show, folks, where Coach Perry goes and gets the player and we talk. But, Coach, thank you as always. We appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the team as you guys head off to Lakeview. And we'll get to talking with Landon Turner and as you go get him.
Okay, I'm going to go get him, put you on mute so you don't – they're actually in the weight room now. And once we get him back on, I'll let you know we're back.
Excellent. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. You can listen to this podcast live or download it at your leisure, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. And once again, the Red Dragons are 3-1, and they're going to be taking on Lakeview at Lakeview, who are also 3-1. And Coach has a terrific insight. One, he's the coach, but he usually has a ideal at, when he talks about the upcoming game, his word, when he says a different animal or a different type of beast, expect something good out of Lakeview and vice versa. When he says they have a chance or another team, blah, 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 coach is dialed in on their opponents. And when he says what we should expect from their opposing opponents coming up, he's usually pretty dead on. It's almost inside information sometimes. I think he's so good at diagnosing their opponents that are upcoming on the Red Dragons schedule. And we're going to get to talking
right,
Bo, to Landon.
I got Landon here for you. We kidnapped him. We got him in a secure location. So I'm going to leave you two guys to get at it. And hopefully you heal up and we get you back in here next week.
Yes, sir. I can't wait for it. Thank you, Coach. Landon, welcome to the show. I got to ask, is getting out of film study, I don't know if you want to really come on the podcast, but is that like kind of getting out of homework, or is this, or am I deterring you from learning more? Because you are, I heard, a National Honor Society member.
Well, to be honest, I don't think I can give my real answer, but I mean, I guess I do like watching film in my free time. But sometimes it's a little too much film because I can usually go off about 10 plays, you know, here and there. Sometimes it gets a little rhetorical, especially because this week we have 4 games. So, I mean, I can get pretty used to the film about after 10, 20 plays. So it's pretty, I catch on pretty easily, I think, with the film.
Well, it's funny you said that. Prior to you coming on, Coach Perry was introducing you, I should say, to everyone. And he said, you're the unsung hero of the team last year. And he said, multiple positions. And he said, from your time to wide receiver to O-line, your transition and the amount it took from the coaches for you to learn it basically was non-existent. You just adapted and fell right into the position with success. Does that kind of just go back to you watching film and things, I guess, coming easily to you?
Yeah, it kind of goes back to watching film. And my friend, Nick Clark, he's the center. Last year he would come over and I would help him with stuff. He would tell me what the O-line is supposed to do. And I would tell him, you're supposed to get this guy or here's your assignment. And I kind of learned that way from helping him. And so, by the end of the year last year, they were working me at center and guard, so I kind of picked up on most of the plays then. And so once they moved me over earlier this year, it kind of picked it up like that. So it was pretty easy. Took me about a week or two, messed up here and there. But by Highland, I was pretty good. I knew 99% of the plays. I'm not going to say 100 because I did miss an assignment, but I thought I picked up pretty good and that we're pretty easy flowing right now, especially the whole line. So it's looking pretty good.
Excellent. And you guys are playing some great football right now. I told Coach, this last performance against Hubbard, I thought team-wise, it was one of the best performances I've seen under Coach Perry. The players just on both sides of the ball, I just thought you dominated. I thought there was a passion and a hunger on defense where you guys were hitting hard, you were fast to the football, and Hubbard was really unable to get anything going. What was the mindset of you and your teammates? We all knew about the Red Dragons not beating Hubbard since 95, and you guys snap that streak and get some pride back in the Bo Ryan Stadium with that win.
Well, our mindset was kind of just to come out and show who we are. I mean, last year 2-8 obviously was disappointing. So even since the winter, our goal was we got to get to it. There's no BS going on. Because last year our mindsets were kind of, you know, get past this day, get past practice, and then we can go home and enjoy our lives. And then when game day came, we were unprepared. This year, we're soaking it all in. We're going 100% in practice. We want to go longer. We're urging coaches to give us more. So even this week, it wasn't anything different from the past weeks. We just kind of were like, okay, this is our first conference opponent. This is a team we haven't beaten in forever. So we just got to go out, play our best ball, and show the fans what we can do. So we're hoping to do the same against Lakeview.
Definitely, yeah. And you guys are 1-0 in NE8 football. That's the big number. You want to be the best you can in that conference record. For you, senior year, what's it like having success? I know there's a lot of football yet to be played, but you mentioned that 2-8 record last year. But now you get your final season of high school football, and you guys are 3-1, and you're having success. For you, just to, you know, listen, what 3-1, so 3 nights, Friday nights. Well, I know the Thursday game was the opener, but nonetheless, you've got to celebrate 3 times already with your teammates in victory. How satisfying is that, Landon?
It's definitely a great feeling, especially my senior year. It kind of hits you. Like, this is your last year playing football, so you want to get the most out of it that you can. So definitely enjoying those. I mean, we've already enjoyed wins more than we did last year, so. And it's so surreal. Like, this is the last time I'm going to be with my brothers, you know, hanging out, you know, talking about the game, like laughing it up, you know, talking about how, oh, Antoine made a great hit, you know, Joe almost got a pick, you know, laughing about it. And it's just, I mean, obviously we want to get more opportunities this year to talk about that stuff. But we got to take it week by week. So obviously this week it's go out for a win.
Yeah, definitely. And a big win, hopefully, on the horizon for the Red Dragons here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons football podcast. Well, we don't want to deduct too much of your time away from game film, so you're well prepared. But we always like to end the program, Landon, on some lighter notes. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we've been talking, all the teammates. I know it's a big thing amongst the NFL interviews. Taylor Swift songs. Do you have a favorite, and could you sing it?
Oh, I'm not singing. I'm not much of a singer. But I would say a go-to Taylor Swift song would definitely probably be "You Belong With Me." That's definitely
okay.
Like kind of a classic, even though I hate to admit it.
Fair. Hey, it's okay to admit that. How about this one? It's sticking to the lines of music. What's that one song maybe on your playlist that you might get harassed by if your teammates knew you'd listened to it and enjoyed it?
Oh, I got a couple, but I got to think for a minute. I would definitely say Regularly. It's Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Because most people listen to it like ironically, but I listen to it in my car like every other song. So it's just kind of one of those nostalgic like childhood songs. Just like such a like feel good song for me. So I try to play as much as I can in my car.
I love it. And how about this one? There's a lot of joking amongst. I forget what player mentioned it, but they said the fastest Red Dragon on the team, and Joe Smith, Josh McCoy. Do you have another name to throw in the hat, or do you think one of those two are the fastest Red Dragons?
I will throw another name in the hat. Stevie Thomas is pretty fast. I've seen the way he runs, and he runs with some aggression. But everybody says Josh, but I've been sticking by it. Joe's my pick. I mean, just the way he runs, he's got that stride, glides in the air.
I love it. And Landon, the last one for you. How much do you trash talk with your dad on who's a better football player?
Oh yeah. Well, it's more with my brother because my brother
okay.
was a pretty good football player, especially being
yes,
5'6".
He was.
90. And I usually trash talk with him because he's usually like, "Man, your brother was such an animal." I was like. Yeah, but does he have a catch in a high school game? You know, does he have a touchdown on JV? Like, just like little jokes like that.
And the final one for you, Landon, since you are, I believe, Coach, I don't know if you're a 4.0 student, but he said you're National Honor Society. You definitely got your smarts as well as your athleticism. But with that said, those teachers who teach at Niles McKinley, who's your favorite teacher as you look back through your time at being a Red Dragon?
Ooh. Well, I think my Spanish teacher, Emily Martin, she kind of gets on my butt a lot of times, but she's probably my favorite because she's probably the most, like, down-to-earth teacher I have. And then Mr. Reese is a pretty great teacher, probably the best English teacher I've had. So definitely those two have been pretty, especially, like, in recent years, been pretty influential in my life.
Excellent stuff. Hey, Landon, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and you and your family have been great traditions, a great part of the Niles McKinley Red Dragon tradition, you know, playing the game the way it should be played. So kudos to you, your brother, your dad. With that said, man, best of luck to you guys as you guys take on the Bulldogs this Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that was Landon Turner as well as Coach Perry here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons football podcast.
This has been a C2P exclusive.